Joining us once again this morning is Pastor Ian from St. John's Christian Church in Archbold. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning to you.
How are things in Archbold this morning near the Dairy Queen?
Everything looking kind of dark yet, but I'm sure it'll be a good day.
Definitely be a good day when we ground it in God's Word. What have you got for us this morning?
Psalm 139 offers a tremendous word picture of God's presence in all of life. Psalm 139, 7 through 10 reads, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." Thinking about where God is, I also want to read Jonah chapter 1, verse 3. "But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord." Jonah is not the only one who has tried to run, who has tried to flee from the Lord. Have you ever felt like you were trying to run from God? That in my life, there have been a few times when I was trying to run from God, or I tried to keep my distance from God. I soon learned what Jonah learned, the very lesson Psalm 139 teaches us. Anytime we try to run away, wherever we try to run to, God is already there. God is everywhere. Anywhere we go, God is there. Anywhere we are, God is present. Let that truth settle into your mind for a moment. God is present everywhere. God is present everywhere at the same time, all the time, God is present. I know many people question how God can be present when evil occurs, when tragedy happens, when natural disasters occur. Such questions are important questions to work through, to seek answers to. But such difficult questions they're better handled in a Bible study or a small group setting or a one-on-one conversation than in a five-minute daily devotional. To go deeper, I encourage you to connect with a pastor, to talk with a Christian friend. I know that you can reach me through the website of the church I pastor, stjohnsarchbold.org. I want to get back to thinking about God's presence, believing and knowing that God is present everywhere at all times. It's not God that is distant from us, but it's we who might be distant from God. Jesus invites us to come to him in Matthew 11:28. He says, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The writer of the letter to the Hebrews, in chapter 10, 22 through 24, puts it this way: "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." And that's what this devotional time is about, to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. We all know that the world needs love. We need good deeds to encourage and to support one another. May God's presence in your life be real today and be present, that you would love and do good deeds. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Can you pray for us?
I certainly will. Lord God, in the troubles of this world, we can often feel overwhelmed. We can feel that you are distant or something's happened to cause us to walk away, to run away from you. But Lord, we thank you for the truth of your word that reminds us that you are present and you love us. That's why you sent Jesus to live amongst us. And Lord, I just pray that in this moment, I pray that the power of your spirit would connect with people, and that people that are hurting would reach out, or people that see someone in their family or a friend that is hurting, they would reach out to them. Lord, I pray for your strength. I pray for your peace. And I thank you for your presence. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. That is Pastor Eric Christman from St. John's Christian Church in Archbold. Pastor, tell us about the church and the things you've got going on.
Worship happens on Sunday morning. Checking out our website at stjohnsarchbold.org. I asked several of the people from St. John's how they would describe us. They said that when we gather together, we strengthen each other. One person shares how they have responded to God's leading, and it encourages others to do the same. Recent guests said that when we attend service at St. John's, we feel so welcome. We feel as if we are always part of your family. They are such a welcoming church family. And our congregation is made up of community members from all walks of life and religious backgrounds, yet we come together as one church family. And that St. John's welcomes all people to come into the grace and love of Jesus Christ, and that we aren't just a church, we're a family. So our events, once the pandemic has passed, hopefully we'll return to those events of gathering people together in fellowship and study the scriptures and to be the church together in the community.
But you are meeting in church, right?
We are. We have worship at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings in person. We're also live streaming our 10:30 service for people that connect in that way.
And they can find that at your website, stjohnsarchbold.org?
That is correct.
Well, Pastor Eric Christman, thank you so much for this morning's munch. I love that opening verse that you gave. That's one of my favorite
Excellent.
Songs.
Thank you for the opportunity.